Hello and welcome to another episode of the Spodcasters. I'm Matt Tate and I'm joined by Tom Keegan, and it's time for over-under predictions for KU football. Saturday, 11 a.m., KU travels to Norman, Oklahoma to take on the 23rd ranked Sooners. Before we get into the numbers, today's episode is brought to you by Briggs Auto of Lawrence, home of the Smart Buy. If you're looking for a low-priced vehicle, buy smart with the Briggs Auto Smart Buy program. These vehicles are priced between $7,000 and $13,000 with payments as low as $199 a month. So be a smart buyer and purchase your smart buy vehicle today at Briggs Auto of Lawrence or go online to briggsauto.com/smartbuys. That's briggsauto.com/smartbuys. Tom, over under time, and it's getting to be a little more interesting. Last week, I had to make a move. And I did make a move. I got 6 of the 9 right. You got 3 of the 9 right. That pulled me within 6 with 2 weeks to go. Bottom line, if I hadn't made that move, I'd be cooked.
You would be, but you're not. And I'm going to be gracious enough to let you, since it's still quite a ways behind that year, I'm going to let you make me pick first on each one, and then you can react based on what I pick if you want to strategically try to climb the ladder.
You know, every time your wife calls the office and is wondering, you know, when you're...
Which is about twice a year.
Yeah, right, but every time. And she, you know, she always ends the conversation with, I hope you guys know what a gracious, gentle, and kind man Tom is. And I do now. I mean, that's a gracious, gentle, and kind
move. You know, that sounds just like something my wife would say about me.
Fair enough. Well, let's get into the numbers. Total, though, for the year is 46 for you and 40 for me.
But it's a plucky, a pesky 40 for you.
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. I'm fighting.
You're trying so hard.
That's undeniable. That is undeniable. We've done 10 weeks. We've done 10 weeks. 9 categories a week. So you've, I guess that means 90 total. You've gotten 46 of the 90. I've gotten 40 of the 90.
So I have a winning record. You have a losing record.
Yeah, you'd put it. You'd probably be, you know, if you bet, if this were real betting and you put the same amount on every one, you'd be up a little bit of money.
No, you'd be down because of the 10% VIG.
Well, yeah. But no, you get it back when you win, you know. So you'd be 46 and 44, right?
Yeah, but the 44 losses, you're betting 110 to make 100, and you've given away 110. So when you lose, you pay 110. When you win, you pay 100. You get paid 100.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, you got to do better than...
Well, you got to do better than 40 and 50. I know that much. So here I go. I'm going to try. I'm going to try to make up 3 more this week. I tell you what, if I pull this out and I tie you in the final 2 weeks, we'll have to do an over under bowl
overtime
season.
Yeah. Position,
something like that, which would be Big 12 bowl games. We might as well have fun with it. So here we go. Let's get into it. 9 fresh and new categories. The esteemed Tom Keegan will be picking first in all of them, and I am grateful for that. Ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's talk freshman running back Samaje Perine. Perine. Not exactly sure how to pronounce that. I should have looked it up. You know what? I did look it up. I looked it up on Oklahoma's pronunciation guide, and the only thing they give you is a capital P-R-I-N-E. So I probably could look on OU's broadcasts of some newscast down there. Didn't have time to do that yet. But that's a weird one. I don't know how you pronounce that still.
You pronounce it Samaje.
That's right. And that's exactly what Clint Bowen did this week. He went with the first name. So maybe he had the same problem. Sucks to be him if he's having the same problems that you and I are. But anyway, 100 rushing yards over or under for the fantastic freshman, 5'11", 243 pounds, just a load. The guy's really had a good season.
He could be one of these running backs. The more you run him, the better he does. He just likes that. And now they're running the ball a lot, obviously, with Knight injured. I'm going to say over. He's coming off a huge game. I think he's going to do better than 100 yards.
I go over also. I don't think that's one where I can take a gamble. Seems like he'll get probably 20 to 25 carries at least. And they're just going to be pounding away. That OU O-line is really big. They average something like 6'4", 330 pounds or something. I mean, that's their average. It's insane. So we'll go over for the freshman, Samaje. Switching to KU's offense, let's look at Tony Pearson. And he's got 2 games left. I got to think one of them he's going to do something special. just go out with a bang, Tony P style, you know, East St. Louis. Do Tony. Do how he do, right?
Let's great go. Guy. Yeah, one of our favorites.
Total yards for Tony this week, 68. That's rushing and receiving, 68 over or under.
How about if out of the blue they use him as a return man? Do you get that yardage too?
No, just let's go rushing and receiving. Okay. Yeah, good question, though.
Because I keep feeling like they're saving that bullet.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Boy, that's a good number. I'm going to go under simply because Oklahoma's so good at just stuffing the run.
It's the right pick, but I got to go over. I got to hope he can bust one for 50 yards. A screen pass.
That's the thing about Tony, he can get it for you in one play.
Yeah, so I got to. That's one I got to take.
But then he
gamble.
Can give it back with, by losing 8 or 9.
Because he always tries to score.
Yeah, he swings for the fences.
Yeah, so he's definitely.
He's the Reggie Jackson of football.
That's a risk, but I'll go over 68. You're under. I like that one. That's a good one to take a gamble on. Let's move over to turnover margin. We'll go OU plus one for turnover margin for the game. OU plus one. Over or under that?
Wow. And if it's a push, it's a push.
Right, yeah. Another tough one.
That's a very tough one. I guess I'll go over just because I think they're the better team and they, you know, if they get way ahead, KU could go into desperation mode.
Yeah, it's definitely a good one. I'm going to go under and I'm going to say either KU wins the turnover battle or it's even up.
Right.
That's my only chance, obviously. But
well, but if it's...
If it's OU plus one, neither one of us wins.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
So
I thought you were trying to sneak something by.
No, you're right.
No. You worded it right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see where I can pick the right spots to gamble. And I think KU could win the turnover battle. They did against TCU. OU's playing a redshirt freshman quarterback, not a ton of experience. So.
And then if you get him in passing downs, that'll be the key.
Yeah.
Samaje will have a lot to say about
that. Yeah, right. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, people have tested Ja'Cory Shepherd and Dexter McDonald all year and regretted it most of the time. So
pass breakups galore.
Galore is right. All right, Michael Cummings, tough warrior quarterback that he is. Let's look at his pass attempts, not yards or completions, just attempts. He's averaging right around 35 the past four games, so we'll set the number there. 35, over or under 35 pass attempts for Michael Cummings in this game.
Wow, and you know, he's got that arm issue, so
yeah,
you've got to assume he's going to be in the whole game if you're going to go over. And if, so this is, wow, that's a set at the perfect number.
Oh, no, it's scary how these are right on right now.
I'm just going to say under. I don't know why necessarily, but...
Well, this might be a ground-and-pound type of game for both teams. They might try to do a lot more on the ground, and if that's the case, that takes some yardage away or some attempts away. I am going to go over, though. I think he could throw it 40, maybe even 50 times. Let's be honest, the KU passing game is where it's at right now. That's their offense.
And Oklahoma's so good against the run, too.
Right.
That's what tempts you to go over.
Yeah, but. Yeah. They've got some freshmen in the secondary, and talking to a couple of their beat writers about this team and what their issues have been this year, Oklahoma's had some trouble in the secondary.
Yeah, you know, statistically aren't great there, but they're very good against the run.
Right. So I'll take another shot there. That's three in a row I'm taking gambles on. We'll see how that goes. Let's stick with KU's passing game and go Nick Harwell plus Nigel King receptions. So combined receptions for KU's two big wide receiver studs there. 9.5 is the number. Over or under Harwell King receptions at 9.5?
Well, I'm going to go over. I think that teams are going to have to adjust to Jermaine Mundine being there because a lot of times you kind of, okay, if they throw it to the tight end, big deal. That's 6 or 8 yards. Not with Jermaine Mundine.
Could be 60 or 80.
Yeah, he's a wide receiver trapped in a tight end's body, which is always a good thing. He's an outstanding football
player. Yeah, that was one of the best
games.
So
much fun to see him getting a little better every year.
Last week, too. Just so talented. So much effort into every one of those. He probably had 15 forced missed tackles in that game. That was just cool to see. Guys just fly at him, and he loves making them miss.
Well, he's got great footwork.
Yeah. Yeah, even if he only makes a miss, you know, he might make four guys miss and only get 2 extra yards out of it, but he's still going to try it every time.
And it's still a highlight. And Nick Harwell is an outstanding receiver. Everything is advertised. He's had a couple drops this year. In key spots sometimes, but for the most part, he's been very good. He's very good at getting open.
Right.
Good at catching it and good at getting some yards after the catch.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'll go over also. These guys are locked in right now, and I think if they do focus on Mundine like you're talking about, if OU does, I think Harwell's number then will go up because they'll have to use him a lot more creatively. It shouldn't be much for these guys to get 10 catches in this game.
So. You know what's depressing when you think that Nigel King is eligible for the NFL draft and you think, do we have to worry about that as a news story?
It's a good question.
Do we have to track that? Because he's looking awfully good.
I think so. There were scouts at practice this week and a lot of them, and it really looked to me like they were taking a look at Harwell and a lot of time looking at King too and making notes about both. And I, you know, hard to know. I mean, one more year could really help him. Could be a risk, though, too.
It's so always a risk.
He's going to have to
some extent.
He's going to have to decide that. And, yeah, that's going to be worth tracking in the offseason, along with the coaching search. But back on task here, let's go to OU's defense. And let's go with Oklahoma sacks. So Oklahoma sacks by their defense.
Uh-huh.
Put the number at 2.5, over or under?
Let's see. Kansas has trouble running the ball, starts passing a lot. I'm going to say over.
Yeah. I think you have to. I mean, I just think that 2.5, they could get 3 sacks in a quarter, really. I mean, yeah. This line's improving. KU's line is improving. But these guys are beasts. Michael Cummings said that Eric Stryker, their outside linebacker, is the best pass rusher in the Big 12 and maybe one of the best in the nation. If that's the case, they're going to have to put a lot of attention on just figuring out where he is at all times.
Right.
Even if they neutralize him, that's probably opening it up for somebody else. So, over is the right move, I think. 2.5. What surprised me, if just because Michael Cummings has such freaking savvy back there, he's so smart back there, but sometimes he doesn't see it and he can't help getting creamed. And
every once in a while, I'm going to say, maybe an average of one time a game, he'll throw a ball into coverage where the receivers aren't.
Yeah.
Maybe they're peeling off routes or something or a miscommunication. It's a weird thing because he's so smart, and then that one, maybe once every 3 weeks, but twice in one game, that kind of stuff, and it scares you.
He gets away with it more often than not.
He does.
He's kind of living on the edge. I mean, in that TCU game, a couple of those were positive plays for KU, as they turned out.
Right.
You know, completely behind the guy. A linebacker sticks his hand out, and then it bounces right into Mundine or Harwell's hands, and it's like, what? That's why you really thought they were going to win that game.
Yeah, there were a lot of plays that made you think, these are so freaky, so unusual.
Yeah.
Odd highlights.
Yeah, they were great. And, of course, Michael being a great dude. He's such a great dude. He doesn't take himself or anything about this too seriously. After the game, the post-game interviews, you know, we asked him about those types of throws, and he said, oh, yeah, I meant to do those. You know, just deadpanned it. Funny guy. He's having fun with this. It's cool to see.
He's having fun. He's worked hard to get this opportunity. He's making the most of it.
Yeah, it definitely is cool to see that. All right, Ben Heaney tackles. We'll put that one in this week, and I'll be honest, I'm going to spoiler alert it a little bit. It's probably going to be in next week because the last game for Captain Heaney, you're darn sure it's going to be in the over-under, and we might even set that one at 20 for the hell of it. But,
next week?
Yeah, why not? But we'll get to that in time. Today, the number is pretty high but pretty normal by Ben Heaney standards, 12.5 tackles for Captain Heaney. Over or under?
Oklahoma's going to run a ton, probably going to have the ball a lot. Heaney looks like he's healthy. I'm going to go over.
I was hoping to get one there. I'm not going to lie. I've already explained from the beginning that I'm going to go over no matter what the number is. I was hoping to bait you into going under that. But I agree with you. I think he's going to be all over the field. And this matchup is one that fits Ben Heaney. It suits him. You know, he could play on Oklahoma's defense. I mean,
there's no question. He absolutely could play on Oklahoma's defense.
And some of their great defenses, even from years past, he's a guy that you look out there and you think of a guy like Ben Heaney playing linebacker for those guys.
Because he's got great radar and he's got great speed for a linebacker. I think his speed's underrated.
It is, definitely. He was 4.4 range as a high school senior. He's added a lot of weight and bulk since then, so he's not there right now. But probably sub 4.7 still, which is really moving for a guy that size and that physical.
Oh, he's definitely sub 4.7. You can tell that watching him.
Yeah, right, game speed. I mean, that's a whole different story. Let's go with special teams, something that's really plagued Kansas all year. Return yards, kickoff and punt return yards by Oklahoma this week. We'll set the number at 81, and I don't think it's unfair to say that two critical special teams mistakes cost Kansas two victories. If they don't kick to Tyreek Hill in that Oklahoma game or Oklahoma State game, they probably win that game. That's how that game felt, but instead he took it back, and that was the game-winning touchdown. And then last week against TCU, that punt return really seemed like a difference maker, and some of the KU players even talked about that after the game, that was where they really felt the game changed.
Yeah,
so
no question.
Those two, you take those two kickoff or kickoff and punt return away, those could be two wins for KU. They could have five wins and be playing for bowl eligibility. Wouldn't that be crazy? I mean, it just goes to show
how much progress.
Yeah, and how this team. Yeah, it is another 3-win team right now, but they're definitely much better than that record.
Some good seniors on this team.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll set OU return yards, kickoff and punt only. No interception returns or anything like that. Just kickoff and punt return yards. We'll set it at 81 yards. That's right around what they average. Maybe a little higher, but higher because they're playing Kansas.
I don't have a lot of faith in Kansas's special teams, either defensively or offensively.
I agree.
Other than Trevor Pardula is an excellent punter, obviously.
Yeah, right. Too good.
Sometimes you can outkick your coverage. Lord knows you and I both did.
Speaking of your wife.
I'm going to go over.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. I'm going over there. It just seems like that's, you know, that could be three returns, and they could go over that very easily. I mean, you'd like to see KU. You know they've been focusing on it. You know they've been emphasizing it, but they've been emphasizing it since Tyreek Hill hit them for it, and last week they still were victimized. And you're right. It's been a problem. Not only are they giving up return yards, they're not getting any either.
You're always talking about their kick return unit.
It's really weird.
And it's not Shepard.
No, it's not. They get to the 20, and it's like there's a force field there that they just can't get past that. Maybe the 23, and it's like, whoa, that was a good one.
So do you think the blocker should just run to, like, midfield and block there?
Maybe go all the way to the other 20. see what happens. Maybe there's some weird force field that's happening there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean,
see if Shepard can get there on his own.
What do you got to lose?
You know, just wait for him at the 50.
Nobody will have seen that on film, that's for sure. All right, last category for this week's over-under, a critical one, one that will either pull me back into it or put me firmly out of it. I'm down 6. I need to make another move. We'll go with attendance for this game. Oklahoma hasn't had less than 85,000 at its home games this year. We'll put the number at 80,000 just in case, to kind of make it interesting. You can't probably go over 85 there. So, 80,000 is the number. Let's see what you got.
Well, it makes me think that if they've not been under 85 all year, that you're up to some trickery. Like, is Garth Brooks giving, or no, it'd be Toby Keith. Is Toby Keith giving a concert like a half a mile away and it starts at the same time?
Like my Royals
World Series.
Is that what's
going on here? Yes.
Trivia one? That was good, yeah.
I mean, can you...
I can tell you for sure that I have no idea what Toby Keith's tour schedule is, and I'm okay with that.
Okay. Garth Brooks is an Oklahoma State guy.
Right, yeah.
Toby Keith.
Yeah, they don't
the
like
OU
him in
guy.
Norman.
I will say over.
Okay.
And now what's your reason for going under?
I'm going under, and I'll tell you my reason is Kansas, number one. They just don't draw, right?
Well, you like to see your team win, though.
That's true. Number two, it's 11 a.m. I'm not sure that's going to get people fired up.
Maybe there's a Toby Keith concert the night
that
before
could be,
and they
that,
drink at it.
That'd be helpful. Maybe I'll check that out. Let me look that up. But number three, OU's 7-3. Down there, people are probably writing this season off. They're probably pissed. that they're 7-3. So if they were in the national title hunt, you know they'd be there full force, probably 90,000 people there. But those are my reasons. Doesn't mean they're right, but I'm going to try to go under, and it has nothing to do with my knowledge of country rock concerts.
Which is zero, I would hope.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
Because you don't seem like a country guy to me. The closest I get to country is Steve Earle, which is more half country, half rock. He's really, really good. Sure. If you don't know his stuff.
I like the show Nashville on television right now. It's a great show.
Oh, okay. I've never seen it.
And I haven't been to Nashville, but my wife went recently with her mother and sister, and man, they said it was great. They said it's just a really cool town. If you like music, you'll like Nashville, because it's just musicians trying to make it and playing
music. Yeah, I've been to the town, but yeah, it's for the winter meetings, and you spend the whole time in the hotel.
Yeah, I can't imagine you saw
it. But I did go Grand Opry.
There you go.
And that was cool. I saw Randy Travis, I believe his name was, and he was outstanding.
Cool. Yeah, I'd love to check it out. I'm dying to get there.
He had cowboy boots on.
There you go.
Imagine that.
That's in Nashville.
Cowboy boots have ever been on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry?
Not worn by you, probably.
No,
I'm not. That'd be a sight.
Yeah. Listen, it takes me a half hour to get my socks on. How am I going to get my cowboy boots on?
Just hop out of bed, step right into them, right? Like a superhero.
Maybe that would be easier than getting your socks on, because you reach a certain age.
My dad's been wearing two pairs of socks my whole life. His reason?
Blisters.
He used to worry about if he was going to go out and he might run into a pickup basketball game. And so he'd always put on two pairs of socks. That's fine when he played basketball, but since he stopped doing that when I was about four, I didn't ever find it necessary for him to put on two pairs of socks when we were running to the quick shop to get some donuts.
Yeah, well, that'll slow you down. Or if you go to the donut place, Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
If you're running there to get there when the light is on, because when the light's on, that means
fresh.
Donuts are hot.
Okay.
Not just fresh. They've just come out of the oven, and they're hot.
You could get blisters chasing that, then. That's,
yeah.
Talk about chasing down the dream. That's Krispy Kreme, man. Wow. I know what I'm doing as soon as we hit end on this podcast. All right, let's recap. 9 of them again this week. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 different. Man, if I get all 4 of those, it would make it real interesting. If I only get 2 or 3, it wouldn't necessarily be all that interesting. But I just have to make up 1 game at a time right now. I can't worry about anything else.
You can only worry about what's 6 inches in front of you.
Clint Bowen style, in fact, we'll do that. So the differences are Pearson, total yards. I went over 68, you went under. OU turnover margin at +1. I went under that, you went over. Michael Cummings pass attempts, 35. I went over that, you went under. And attendance, you love 85,000 strong, and I think Toby Keith, late Friday night, rocks the party.
Even though, for all we know, he's in Japan touring.
Right, keeps people home, at least 5,000 of them. So we'll see, but there's our story for this week with Over Under. And Tom, myself, and Nick Krug will be down in Norman covering this game, a game that I know all 3 of us are fully expecting will be entertaining and interesting. Not the typical 28-48 point blowout that you come used to seeing. I mean, these guys are playing at a high level right now.
I wonder if Toby Keith has ever given an 11 a.m. concert.
Good question. But he might be there.
Maybe he'll speak at halftime or sing at halftime.
Yeah, he was at the...
His country singing is sort of half.
He was at the OU-KU game, the basketball game in Norman last year. Sat right courtside with the... athletic director from OU. He's big OU fan.
Yeah, I've seen him at some basketball games. Yeah. I think she got her start on American Idol. She's a country singer with blonde hair. Beautiful voice. Really strong.
Oh, man, yeah. I don't know, Carrie Underwood.
Yes, okay. Carrie Underwood. I like her stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there's some country stuff that's out there that's all right, you know. But yeah. We'll end there. We won't make these poor people keep listening to our country knowledge or lack thereof. But remember, today's episode was brought to you by Briggs Auto of Lawrence. Not sure their stance on country music, but I bet you could find a car at Briggs Auto that would play some country music if that's your thing.
Or a truck.
Yeah, or
pickup truck.
Anything. But either way, check out their Smart Buy program and be a smart buyer. Purchase your Smart Buy vehicle today at Briggs Auto of Lawrence or go online to briggsauto.com/smartbuys. That's briggsauto.com/smartbuys. We'll talk to you guys next time on the Spodcasters.